Today's daf is Nazir Daf Nun Zayin. We are on the last couple of lines in this seventh parak as we head toward the last two prakim in this Masechta in Yanim of Naziris. So let's pick it up, Nun Vav Mabez, and then make some comments and then finish it up. Ezra Hashem. Okay, so let's start with the last skinny line. That's where we ended off the last time. The last skinny line, we're talking about our Mishnah, and the problem the Gemara just mentioned was not on the content of the Mishnah, but how it was quoted. We quoted an Amora who quoted it in the name of an earlier source, and we said you left out the middle opinion, the middle person in the chain. So the Gemara ended off by saying, just to read that line again, Kol Shmaitz at the Misamra Bebeit Tlasa, any statement that was said by at least three people, Kadmoya Basray Amrinon, Mitziyoy Lo Amrinon. You have to say the one you heard it from, you should say the one you heard it from, and the original source of it. But everybody in the middle, you don't have to mention. You don't have to mention. You could mention. Could mention. There's nothing wrong with mentioning it. The Gemara does that very often. Sometimes the Gemara will say, Amar Rav, Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, like four different people. But the Kiyum and the obligation, so to speak, as we'll talk about soon, is only the first and last. And just another example, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Afanana, Mitanina, we also learned it in Mishnayis and Meseches Peah. Amar Nachim Halavlar, Nachim the scribe said, Kaba Kubalni Mirabi Mesha, Shekibo Me Abba, Shekibo Minazuko, Shekiblu Minanavim. That's not just the first and the last, but that's at least not mentioning everyone in the middle. Halacha l'Moshe miSinai. We have this Besorah going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Bizoreya sheves v'chardol. If somebody plants sheves, dill, v'chardol, and mustard seed, v'shtayim v'shlosha mekomos, in two and three places, shenosin peya mikol echad v'echad. You have to give peya from each and every one. Laws of peya. Many of the definitions of what is a field, what is not a field, is learned out from Mishnayis and Peah. That's the first one, right after Brachas. Brachas Peah Demai, the first Masechta in Zeraim, discussed Peah. So there it says, discussing what is called this an independent field, what is not. So they have a Mesorah about Sheves and Chardol, is called separate Peahs. Ve'ilu Yeshua Vakali Lo Kachashiv. But in this line, it skips from Nevi'im to Moshe Rabbeinu. Does not say Moshe, right? Who is he after Moshe? Mesorah Al Yeshua. Yeshua is the kingdom of the Shoftim, right? It skipped a couple. So you see, Shvamina, that the important point is to get the first and the last, and maybe maybe some others, but deeper than that, it is not Mechuyev. And the Chida already points out here, based on what we just said, that even though the Gemara often has a whole line, like here the Gemara lists off, first and last are just the minimum, what one must mention. That appears to Hacha she'ein mechuyev lahaskiram ela harishon v'ha'achron. Avalam rotze lahaskiram maska l'kulam. Right, and you can if one would want. There is a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi in two places. I'll read it to you from Meseches Shabbos in the first parak. The Yerushalmi has a line in parak Aleph Halacha Beis. Reb Chiya b'shem Reb Yochanan. Im yachol at l'shalshel es hashmua ad Moshe shalshela. If you could go all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, be Mishalshel and roll it out. V'imla, and most of the time, if we quote something from our Rebbe, we kick all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'im lav, tfos o rishon rishon, o achron achron. That's the line of Yerushalmi. As often is the case, you don't know exactly what the Yerushalmi means. We don't have Rishonim on Yerushalmi. But if you look in the Karbana Eda here, what does it mean? L'shalshel as hashmua, shalshel as shehu chibur chatichos barzel zebazet. If you could link it to Moshe Rabbeinu, so then Ken Yiskar Bali Yeshmua Kulan, me kibel me ad Moshe Rabbeinu all of Hashalom. Vahainu behodatem the Gomer ad Yom Asher Amad Hashem El Kachab B'Chorev. You should let everybody know, right? The passage of the pasuk is that you should give over the experience of Har Sinai to your children and to those around you. But the Yerushalmi darshins on a deeper level. We shall even quote the pasuk. My taima vodatam levenecha levenecha yom asher amata asher ad yom asher amata levenei Hashem alkecha b'choreif. That's how it darshins. V'im lav, and if it's too long, so then one doesn't have to do it. So that is the Yerushalmi. Interesting line. If you continue the Yerushalmi in the next line, he said the Yerushalmi says gidol amar kol haomer shmua mipi omra yehi roeh baal shmua kilu hu omid kenegdo. It's also Yerushalmi and Shkalim, right? Those Dafyomi learners will know, oh, I had that once before. Right? It's Dafyomi and Shkalim, Yerushalmi, the only Yerushalmi that we do. So the Gemara says that whenever I quote someone, I have to imagine that the person's there. Better the person sitting there, standing there in the room. My taima ach betzalam ishalach ishksiv v'chulu, and the Yerushalmi continues. That's what, when we quote Dov B'Shem Omro, right? Siv sosav Dov Vos B'Kever, but it's as if he's there. If Soloveitchik has a beautiful imagery, I've quoted in the past, I didn't bring it this time, about whenever he gives shir, whenever his grandfather used to give shir, or when he gives shir, he imagines everybody walking in. He gives shir, the door opens, and Rabbi Tam walks in. And he walks in, and the Rambam walks in, and the Rashba walks in. And the Shach walks in, because it's a case of Dini Mamanis. All different beautiful imagery mentioned, but that's based on this Yerushalmi. Kilu Bala Shmua, Omeid Kenegdo. The line of Dover HaOmer B'Shem Amro, Rav Matzio Solomon, in one of his Sichos, in Matnas Chaim, in Moadim, he discusses the importance of HaOmer Dover B'Shem Amro, and why is it that the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, at the end, mentions Mevi Geula La'olam? Why is it so crucial to quote Salim B'Shem Amro? Like our Gemara, you have to at least quote the first and last. Why is it so important to quote in the name? That's the Mishnah in Avos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. HaOmer Dover B'Shem Amro, and of course the source of that is Esther. V'yomer v'tomer Esther l'melech b'Shem Mordechai, about the story of Big Son and Seresh. So the Maharal explains in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, that in Derech Chaim, v'yesh l'das, ki kasher HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi geula, Hashem Yisbarach rotzeh sheyedu, ki hu Yisbarach Paul, v'lo yomru lo Hashem Yisbarach Paul kol zos. When Hashem brings Geula, He wants it to be kaviyachol. He wants it to be noticed by the world. He wants people to recognize and be makir that He is the one that brings Geula, not that people did it through their chachma and through their otzem yantam. V'chein timsu begulas Mitzrayim. What does it say over and over again in the beginning of Sefer Shmos? V'yedu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem. V'yedu ki v'chul. Three different lashonos, as the Ramban points out. Ani Hashem bo si'os ameres Mitzrayim. L'fichach. What does it mean, Ha'omer Davar B'Shem Amro Mevi Geula La'olam? That's a type of personality. Not just literally, but Omer Davar B'Shem Amro means that I don't take the credit. I pass it off. I realize that I'm just a kli. I'm a shliach. I'm Omer Davar B'Shem Amro. The source of this is not me. So if somebody is that type of personality, Ha'omer Davar B'Shem Amro, then Hashem will use them to bring Geula. That's HaOmer Davar B'Shem Amro, the message, Mevi Geula La'olam. Im lo aisa Esther ba'alas midazos, litlos hadavar, b'misha roi litlosa. If Esther by quoting Mordechai, reflected that she is that type of person, she is an HaOmer Davar B'Shem Amro person, and therefore Hashem said, okay, she's going to be my tool to bring Geula to the world. If she had said, ani asisi brov chachmasi, kadei lehiskadel ulehispa'er, says the Maharal, lo aisa Esther, Esther wouldn't have been the one. Shashem Yisbarach rotzeh lehodiyah ha-chesed v'atov shu Yisbarach oseh im Yisrael. So it's not just a technical saying it, but it is a reflection of a certain personality. Ha'omer davar b'shem amro. And that is why also explains the Matnas Chaim now using this idea throughout history. Who were the ones that were zochet to bring Geula to Klal Yisrael? Those who were Omer Davar B'Shem Amro. Those who passed off the credit. And he says that's the pshat of a medrash. The medrash, a medrash Tanchuma, which is not as famous as another medrash. Right? The medrash says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was in Midyon and he ran away, and the daughters of Yisrael were telling their father, you know, what happened, and they say, Ish Mitzri Silanu Miara Roim. An Egyptian man saved us from the shepherds. And one chazal, the Medrash says, Moshe was taken to task for that. Because they said Ish Mitzri, he didn't say a word. They Ish Mitzri. So he wasn't zochah to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Another one of the reasons. While Yosef HaTzadik was buried because he was always identified as the Ish Ivri in Mitzrayim. But there's a Tanchuma. The Tanchuma has a different shot of the Pasuk. Ish Mitzri, what does that mean? When we asked, Benos Yisro said, when we asked Moshe, thank you so much. Moshe didn't say, you're welcome. Moshe said, it wasn't me who saved you. It was the Ish Mitzri that wanted to kill me in Mitzrayim that made me run away. And now I happen to be here, the right man at the right time. Ish Mitzri, Hitzilanu miyad aroim. Right? And the Medrash gives the mashal. About mashal ha'ela echad shenashcho ha'aro. There was somebody who was bitten by a snake, by some type of animal. And he runs to the spring, to the river, to wash off his bite. And he looks and he goes there and he sees there's a little baby drowning. And he gets the baby and he goes in and he saves the baby. And they say, thank you so much for saving the baby. He says, it wasn't me. It was the snake that saved the baby. It wasn't literally, but it just means that I was just happened to be the right man at the right time. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was really orchestrating the events for me to be here. So that's exactly what Moshe said. Amar Lehem Moshe, Oso Mitzri Sheharagti, Hu Sheitzil Eschem, that Mitzri that I killed. And that's Ish Mitzri Tzilanu. So Moshe Rabbeinu was also that type of person. The one that pushed off and did not take the credit. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, he's the one that I'm going to bring the Geula through his hands. Right? That's Ish Mitzri, and that's Ha'omer Davo B'Shem Amro. It's a type of personality that we have to make ourselves. Maybe Geula La'olam. And one final point, and that is the Rav Avadya Yosef in the end of his commentary on Pirkei Avos, also in Anafes Avos, on that Mishnah, he quotes that if you look in that Perek, Perek Vav, and Perek Kinyan Torah, it lists off all the ways that we can be Kona Torah, all 48 ways and strategies for us to be Kona Torah. So he says, a lot of times they're connected, the ones that are next to each other there. So he says, Omer Davar B'Shem Amro, that's the last one. That's number 48. So right before that you have Hamach Kimes Rabo V'Hamachavei Neshmu Aso. The one who makes wise his Rebbe. Right, he asks good questions. And Machavein Eshmuaso, also, he is Machavein, he says a straight Shmua. He says appropriate comments. And then Ha'omer Davar B'Shem Amro. Says Rav Avadya, we find often in the Gemara, that, not often, a number of times, that I think it was Rav Yochanan in one of the stories, Rav Yochanan Nivam Esadivav, who was very makpid on his Talmud, who kept saying things that didn't quote him by name. He said, why aren't you quoting me? He was very upset. Right, maybe he wanted his to get some credit for the Torah learning. He was very upset until Rabbi Yaakov Ar-Idi told him and says, when Yeshua Ben Nun spoke, he never recorded, didn't quote Moshe Rabbeinu every single time he spoke, but everybody knew that everything he said was from Moshe Rabbeinu. So you too, everybody knows that your Talmidim or whatever they quoted from you. So Rabbi Yochanan was despised. He said, okay, now I understand. So Rav Avadya says, that only works if people know that everything the Talmud is saying is the name of the Rebbe. But if the Talmud is himself a Baal Kisharon, if the Talmud himself is a great man, then if he doesn't quote the Rebbe, maybe they'll think he's saying it. So that's why, says Rav Avadya, that's the connection between these last few strategies. Hamachkim as Rabbo, if you're somebody who's on the level of being Machkim the Rebbe, you're asking great kashas, and you're mechavin eshmuaso, and you're on that level. You're like a Talmud Muvak, or a Talmud Chaver even. So then, Homer davar b'shem avram, maybe go olam. Then you got to quote your Rebbe. If there's a chance that people are going to think that it's your own chidushim, and it's not your Rebbe's chidushim, so then you have to quote it by his name. And he quotes that from the Panim Meiros. Shezeo davka b'talmud muvak, avo b'talmud chaver, sheneschakim b'yoser, v'chisiyah v'chisiglo v'chadish me'atzvo divrei t'chidushi Torah, that if you don't say it, they're not going to know. And that's the connection between these items on the list. Okay, so let us continue. Oh, one final point. And that is related to the Mishnah that we just quoted. So the Mishnah quoted that the Masorah went all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, from Nachum Alavlar, from where they were from, Nachum Alavlar, all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. If you look at the Rambam, in his Hakdamah to Mishnah Torah, in the little three-page Hakdamah that he has to Mishnah Torah, the Rambam also goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu, listing off. But where does he start from? He does not start from himself. He starts from Ravina and Ravash, so the opposite. He goes in chronological order. He starts with Moshe Rabbeinu. And then he goes to Yoshua and Vechulu, and he continues, and he goes through all the generations. The Rambam lists off who were the Bali Amasora. He goes through the Tanam, and he goes through the Zugos, and the Tanam, and the Amoram, and he ends with Ravina and Ravashi. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was Medayik. Why did the Rambam stop? Why didn't the Rambam continue to his own generation? He stopped at Ravina and Ravashi. And this is in contrast to the Meiri. The Meiri, in his Akdama to Pirkei Avos, he goes all the way. He goes all the way to his own generation. So why did the Rambam stop by Ravina and Ravashi? Explain to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, because the Rambam is not giving us a history lesson here. The Rambam is telling us a halachic concept. The Misora had a certain power. Baalei Amazar had a certain power up until the Stimas HaTalmud, up until Ravina and Ravashi. Right? That's why the Rambam stopped. He didn't continue. Of course, he could have said who got it, who were the next leaders of the generation. But that he's not just telling us the leaders of the generation. He's telling us up until Ravina and Ravashi, and he says it. Says the Rambam, Nimsa Ravina v'Ravashi v'chaveirehem sof gedolei chachmei Yisrael hama'atikim Torah shebal peh. They were the end. What's wrong with the Gonim? Rav Nachman Gon, Rav Hai Gon, Rav Sadia Gon. What's wrong with the Gonim, Rambam? The Rambam knew the Gonim. The Rambam says they weren't the ma'atike Torah shebal peh. V'shegazru gzeros v'hiskinu takanos. We don't have any gzeros or takanos really that were based on for all of Klal Yisrael. I mean, Chayim Derabino Gershom was pretty wide, but it wasn't accepted by everybody. Wasn't by everybody forever. So the last ones that were able to make laws for all of Klal Yisrael were Ravina and Ravashi and before. V'nhigu minhago supashuk zeirosav takanosim nagosam b'chol Yisrael. And after that, nispazu Yisrael b'chol haratzos pizur yeser. After that, Klal Yisrael were scattered throughout the areas. V'higil uksavos uli'im harachokim v'rabas k'tata ba'olam v'nishtabshu adrachim v'gayasos v'nismai Talmud Torah. Right, everything went down after that. V'lo niskansu Yisrael l'lmo b'yeshivoseim alpayim v'revavos k'mo shayim ikodem. It's very small, yeshiva here, yeshiva there, but we don't have that authority that they used to have in those days. Maybe we could talk more about that, Rambam, a little bit later, but now let's continue. Here we go. Last Mishnah in the seventh parak. Remember, what has this parak been about? First half of the parak was all about different Tumas Kohanim, Kohen Gadol and Nazir. Right, these two parakim have been about the inherent halachas of Naziris. Remember, the first five parakim were all about accepting Naziris. Parak 6 and 7 have been about the halachas of Naziris themselves. The sixth parak was Shlosh Aminim, the three different areas of Nazir is Aser, and this parak, the second half, had all the halachas of Tumas Nazir. What is a Nazir Megaleach Alav, and what a Nazir is not Megaleach Alav. And that's what we continue now, finishing that up. I'm Rabbi Akiva. Danti Lefnei Rabbi Eliezer. I asked the following question to Rabbi Eliezer. Ma im etzem kisaora she'enu metame adam ba'ohel. A bone the size of a barley seed is not mitami a person, but ohel, as we know, it's only maganasa, not ohel. Had nazir megaleach amagov amasa. When yet, if a nazir touches it, the nazir ruins his naziris. Right, he has to start again, as we had the mishnah daf memtes. Revius dam shi mitami adam ba'ohel. So a revius of dam, which is mitami a person, but ohel eno dinchi manazir megaleach amagov amasa. Surely should create tumas ohel etzem kisaora, which is aser maga. Does not create tumas ohel, but why not? Revius dam shu is matami ba'ohel. Surely a nazir shemagaleach for touching revius dam, and it's not revius dam. If you're members in the Mishnah and Daf Nundalin, a nazir is not megaleach on that. Only chatzikav revius dam makes him tame ba'ohel, but it only loses his nazirus if he has chatzi. So Amar li maze Akiva, what kind of question is that? Ain't done in kamikava chomer. Don't ask me for Makal v'chomer. You can't make that svara. And I didn't really understand what he meant. He said, you can't say Makal v'chomer. Why not? And when I asked my question to Rabbi Yeshua, Omer li yafe amarta. Great kasha, elakach amru halacha. He added on and said, no, halacha Moshe b'Sinai. And halacha Moshe b'Sinai and Makal v'chomers don't mix. And that's why, even though you have a good Makal v'chomer, it's svara, it's logical, but since there's a halacha Moshe b'Sinai involved, so your kavachomer is not going to work. Says the Gemara, what's the halacha Moshe b'Sinai exactly that we're discussing here? Ibai Luhu. Ask the Gemara, which part is the halacha Moshe b'Sinai and which part is the kavachomer? Ibai Luhu. Etzem kisaora halacha. Is the fact that an etzem kisaora is mitame and a nazir is megaleach on an etzem kisaora, is that the halacha Moshe b'Sinai? Urevi is dam kal v'chomer, and that's what you want to learn out from the kal v'chomer, that Urevi is a dam should be, right, mitame b'mago b'masa, vein dana kal v'chomer halacha, and that's where you can't mix and match? Odama, or Urevi is dam halacha, the opposite, Urevi is dam, that it is mitame ba'ohel, is the halacha l'moshe misinai, that's em kisa'ora kal v'chomer, vein dana kal v'chomer halacha. which part is the Kal V'chomer, which part is the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Tashma, so the Braisa says, Esem Kisaora Halacha, Revi is Dam Kal V'chomer. The fact that the Esem Kisaora is the Nazir's Megaleach is the Kal Halacha Moshe B'Sinai under discussion. Revi is the Kal V'chomer, Bein Dan and Kal V'chomer Me Halacha. You can't mix and match. Why is that? So we have mentioned, Kal V'chomer is pure logic. Pure logic, out of all of the Drushes Chazal, all of the tools, Sha'amida, Sha'atar, and Rashi's plan, Kal V'chomer is the one that's purely logic. That's why everybody agrees that a Tana could darshan a Kal V'chomer me'atzmo. A Gzer Shava for sure cannot. All the other Midos, Machlokas, Rashi, Tosfos, and Sukkah, Daflamet, Aleph. What is Kal V'chomer the unique one, or is Gzer Shava the unique one? But everybody agrees Kal V'chomer is based on Svara. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, no Svara. Zero Svara. If you remember the Rambam, we mentioned this last week, the Rambam and his distinction in the Hakdamah to Pirush Mishnayos, when he talks about what's the difference between Halacha Moshe B'Sinai and Dvarim HaPirushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, the first two categories that he has of Torah Shebal Peh, Pirushim that we got from Moshe Rabbeinu, like Priyetz Hadar, being an Esrog, like Ayin Tachas Ayin, being money, like many different halachas, but those are not called Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is a different category. What's the difference between the two categories? The Rambam says, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, you would never be able to figure out, even in 100 years. So that's purely not based on logic. So that is why the Gemara says you can mix a Kal V'chomer along with a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai and have one limud based on another one, because those are two different worlds. That's the svara for this svara of Ein Don and Kal V'chomer Mehalacha. Okay, Hadrolach Kohen Gadol, we now go to the second to last parak here in Meseches Nazir. Shnei Nazirim. There were two Nazirim, says the Mefarish, Shekiblu Aleim Naziris B'Yachad. They accepted Naziris together, meaning Pashtus the same day. Why is it important? We'll see. Shnei Nazirim, Sha'amar Lohen, Echad. One person, there are two Nazirim, and one guy comes over to them and says, you know what, guys? Ra'isi Yachad Ikep Shenitma. I saw one of you became Tameh. I don't know which one of you became Tame, but I know one of you became Tame. So, what do you do? One of them is, each one of them is a Safek Nazir. That's what this parak is about. Issues of Sfekus in Nazirios. So, I know one of you became Tame. So, says the Mishnah, Migalchin, what do they do? So, they wait, let's say they both accepted a 30-day Naziris. They wait till day 30 or day 31, and they do Giluach. That's fine. Why? They both require Teglachas. Either Teglachas Tuma or Teglachas Tara. They both require a haircut. And there's no problem. Migalchin, one second. So one aid. This is one aid, yeah. Migalchin, umi vi and carbon Tuma. And then they bring carbon Tuma, vi carbon Tara. They both together bring a set of carbonas. One set of carbonas Tuma, one Tara. Remember, Ola Shlomim and Asham, and Ola Shlomim and Chatas. Va'omer, Im Ani, and they say to each other, Im Ani Hutamei. If Reuven says, if I'm the Tamei one, then Karban Tumah Shaliva, Karban Tara Shalcha. Then the Karban Tumas are mine, the Karbanas Tara are yours. V'im Ani Watar, and if I'm the Tar one, Karban Tara Shaliva, Karban Tumah Shalcha. They make it Tanai. And if I'm the Tar one, then I'm bringing the Karbanas Tara, you're bringing the Karbanas of Tumah. This offered Shloshim Yom. Then they wait another 30 days. Because the one who was Tamei, even though maybe he waited 15 days to bring this, he only had to wait 7, but he had to get a haircut before he restarts. So, on day 30 or 31, they stop. Then they wait another 30 days, which they have to keep their halachas of Naziris in those 30 days. Umi vi in Karban Tara, then they bring a set of Karban Astara. The Omer imani wa Tamei. And then they say again, if I was the original Tamei, Karban Tumah Shalit, then the Karbanas of Tumah were mine, for Karban Tara Shalcha, and the original Karbanas Tara were yours, Vizek Karban Tara si, and this new one is now my Karbanas of Tara, Vimaniyu Atar, and if I was always the Karban, the Tar Nazir, Karban Tara Shalit, originally, the Karban Tumah Shalcha, Vizek Karban Tara Scha. Fine, you make the Tanai, and one covers, they cover themselves in all areas. A couple of points. Number one, what is the Nazir? What are they saying? Do they answer this aid? The person comes and says, one of you became Tommy, I don't know which one. So what are they saying? Tosfos. Tosfos says, first Tosfos, Sarech Lomar, Shehein Shoskin. Must be they're not saying anything. Shtika. Shimhayu Machishin Oso, as you just asked, Lohayan Amon. If one aid comes along and says, I became Tommy, and I say, I didn't become Tommy,
then I'm not tamei. 1-8 can't create that status. If 1-8 says I'm chayav a carbon, if 1-8, most cases, 8 echad is, they would be surin. But he's not neman to create a status for someone else, for me to bring karbanas, for me to be surin. But you can't establish this. So you must be that. They were quiet. Meaning, part of what's happening here is not just the 8 echad, but it's also combined with the shtika of the nazirios. Meaning, shtika kehoda'a. That is a concept in Dini Mamanis, usually, but here is a concept in the world of Nazirah, Shtika Gauda. And the Achronim note that there is a Machlokes Rishonim. Does Shtika Gauda only apply where the person himself should know the answer? And the fact that he's quiet is a real raya, that it must be that he's agreeing? Or does Shtika Gauda, it's an automatic kind of Deris HaKasif, even if you don't know, even if you shouldn't know? So that's the discussion here. So Tosfos in Kiddushin, the Biurei Hadaf here discusses that Tosfos in Kiddushin mentions they hold kisha eid echad meyad neged chazaka. When an eid echad is going against a chazaka, the yisod of an emanus is because shtikaso nechsheves kahoda'a. Ulefize, based on Tosfos, dafka Tosfos says shalosh shosek ba'ofan shahayil oladas ashtikaso mahave hoda'a. Tosfos in Kiddushin tells us that the Shtika Gauda only works where the guy should have known. And therefore he's basically admitting by not saying anything. So that's what you would have to say to Yukim to his hero here also. They should know whether they became Tamei or not. And that's why the Shtika is Gauda. But if they have no idea, so then their Shtika would not be called Oda and they wouldn't have to go through this. They would not be believed. Avalamanu Yodiv, Sheshasak Machlash, Eni Yodeyim Uemesolo, Ein Svarlomar, Sheyishashev, Shtikaso Gauda. Right, if they would have no idea, why should 1-8 win? They're not arguing because they have no idea. That's why the Gemara says a kiddushin. If somebody says your taros became tame, and he says shosig ne'aman is only where hayaloladas. Right, so that is the according to summary shown. If you say that you don't need that, shiko does more expansive. So then you would say that they didn't have to know here. Point number one. Point number two. So Tosfos in the second Tosfos. Tosfos says they have to say that, bring these sets of karbanas, they have to say to each other, if I was the tar one, then this is mine and that's yours, and if I was the tame one, Tosfos says lav davka nakat vaomer. They don't really have to say it. Ella zeyikra v'shemishu. Who is zeyikra v'shemishu? Tosfos says, you don't have to actually say it. They just bring these sets of karbanas, and it's basically self-explanatory. The Karanora says here, I don't know why Tosfos says that. The Mishnah says, Ze'omer, says the Karanora, Velinira, Kivan Shelakua karbanas Beshutvis, since they brought it as partners, Srichin Sheyomer Beferish, Denosin Lo Chelko Bekarbon. They each are being Makne, the Chelik in the karbon for the person who needs it. Shekolech and Mechuyav. And you have a similar tzadai in the first parak in Krisis, he says, but he says it's literal. Literal, I would say. It's not that you don't have to say it. One final other point. Also, Rabbeinu Peretz here. So Rabbeinu Peretz here asks, why do they have to bring the first time two sets? They have to bring a Naziris Tara and a Naziris Tuma. Why can't they just bring a Naziris Tuma at first? And then the second month, they'll bring two sets of Naziris Tara. And then, why is that better? At least time two, they'll both, for sure, be bringing the karbanas that they're supposed to bring. Here, they have no idea on day 30, they have no idea on day 60. At least if you bring one tuma, they have no idea then, but on the second time, they'll know. They're each bringing their own karbanas. Says Rabbeinu Peretz, Mikivan shetzrichim shneim legaleach bishvil safik tuma. Well, they both have to have a tiglachas. Right on day 30. Just in case. V'rak achar kach yuchlu lekabel atzvam naziris taro. Without the tiglachas, they can't start again. So, if you don't bring the karbanas of tuma, you can't have the tiglachas. Im lo yaviru ala karban tuma echad, v'yasnu shi'i l'shem manazir shenitma, lo yuchlu af echad me'en legaleach. Shekarbon ma'akev l'tiklachas. And you can't give two haircuts with one set of karbanas. Right, that is why the halacha is that on day 30 you bring two sets of karbanas. right? And that's why Mimanashach, they're both getting haircuts, because both of them brought their karbanas. That's why you have to bring two sets of karbanas on day 30. The karbanas of Tara and the karbanas of Toma. So both of them can get a haircut that day. Either way, miman of shach. And then they count whatever they count. And then on day 60, then they, what? We'll have to see in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to assume that they both get haircuts again. They both get haircuts again on day 60, as the Gemara will talk about more. So we will see. We will see how they get haircuts on that day. Okay, says the Gemara. Ktani shnei nazirim sha'amar lahem ra'isiach mekem nishanitma v'ni yadeiza mekem v'yamai, asks the Gemara, why do you have to treat these as tamei? Kol safik toma v'rishas ayach emecha yalfinan la. What are the rules for safik toma? We know safik in every area of halacha has its own rules. So in Tumah v'Tahara, safik tuma b'rishas hayachid is tamei. Safik tuma b'rishas harabim is tahar. That's the rule. So where is the source for safik tuma b'rishas hayachid behecha yalfin Allah? Where do we learn it from? Misota. You learn it from Anisha Sota. Anisha Sota, right? We have no idea whether she did anything with the person she had seclusion with. We don't know. And yet, we treat her as tamei. We treat her as if she did the act, and she is usher to her husband until she drinks. So, ma sota bo'el v'niveles, what's the definition of Rosh Hashayachah there? Just like by a sota, there's only two people. Bo'el v'niveles, af kol sabik tumas, Rosh Hashayachid, kondika betray. So too, what's the definition of Rosh Hashayachid? We don't say the definition of Rosh Hashayachid for sota is the same as Hilchas Shabbos. No. If there are three people, that's Rosh Hasharabim. So, says the Gemara, so that the definition is you need two people to be Rosh Hashayachid. Avalacha, what's here? Shnei Nazirim, v'hai dekoi gabe on atlasa. It's the two Nazirim that were there, plus the guy who says he saw Tuma. That's three. Three is a crowd, as the saying goes. That's halacha. Havilei safek Tuma Rosh Hasharabim. V'chol safek Tuma Rosh Hasharabim, sveiko tahor. Ask the Gemara, why in the Mishnah should you think there's any type of Tuma there? It's three people that were there. And the three people that were there, so it should be considered Rosh Hasharabim, Savik Tumah, Rosh Hasharabim should be Tahar, and therefore nobody should be involved at all. Says the Gemara, Amar Abba Bar Rav Huna, you're right. Ba'omer Ra'isi Tumah Shenizrika Beneichem. The guy is standing far away. And he says, I saw from afar that there was some type of Tumah, that one of you became Tameh. That's exactly the point. He wasn't close enough. And Amar Vashi Dekanami, the Mishnah also proves this, Diktani Ve'eni Yodeya Ezemikem. Shamina, he doesn't say, I don't remember, as if he was there and doesn't remember. He says, I don't know, meaning I never knew. Top Tosfos, Shemashma Shelo Noda Lo Me'olam, Mishum Delo Havi Bahem, he wasn't near them, Mi Delo Ktani Shachachti, because he doesn't say Shachachti. Good. Crucial Tosfos. Tosfos, and I'm an Aleph on the bottom. Asks Tosfos, Ba'omer Isi Shizuka Tuma Benechem, Baha Omi Merachot, that we saw Tumor Shizur Yachid. Vim Tomar asks Tosfos. Okay, fine, so you're telling me it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid? So why don't each of them have to bring a set of Karbanas Tuma? Each one of them is Savik Tumor, Rosh Hashanah Yachid, so Sveiko Tame. So each one of them is basically considered Tame. So each one of them should have to bring a set of Karbanas. Vim Tomar, Im Kain Yavi Kalecha Karban Tuma Vadai, to call Savik Tumor, Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Sarfan Ala Truma. It's Safik Tumah, so you treat it as Tame, so both of them should have to bring a set of Karbanos. As Tosfos, Tosfos says this in a few places in Shas. The Yesh Lomar, Delo Gemiri Misota Eladavar She'efshar Lihios. You only say Safik Tumah, but just Yachet Tame, when it's not a Tarti Desasri, when it's something that's possible. If something that's not possible, you don't say Safik Tumah, but just Yachet Sveiko Tame. Tosfos says that the third person here is coming and saying, I saw one of you, Tame. If you treat both of them as Tame, that's not true. The guy didn't say that. So therefore, you only say Savik Tumah, Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Sveiko Tame, by a davar she'efshar lios. Kisota, the efshar shenitme, it's like a sota, maybe she did the act. Aval hacha lo efshar l'tamu shneim. You can't say both of them are Tame. Devadei echatar. That's Tosfos' Yisod Gadol. It's not mamish as much as other cases of Tarti Desasri. You know what? But it's basically the same thing. You know, one of these people is Tame, one of them is Tar. So you can't say both of them are Tame. Like the case of Shnei Shvilin, they talk about. Two people go down a path, one of them Tame, one of them Tar. If they come to Basachas, if they come to Zacharzeh. Right? All the different halachas. So Tosfos says, You don't say Sotah Tirah Shezi Yachatz Ve'Chatameh, where it is a case where it's not going to be true. Rav Shlomo Zalman adds on to this. Rav Shlomo Zalman explains Tosfos, Shemasha Anu Lameidim Misota, Shesavik Tomei Bishas Yachet Tamei, Nechla Bazeh Shnei Dinim. The halacha Sotah Tirah Bishas Yachet Sveiko Tamei is really a two-stage halacha, two-step halacha. Ha'echa, number one, Sha'afa Pishi Shcheskas Tara, Ubekal Makom Savik on a Hochem Akra Chazak. Even though there's a Cheskas Tara, unless it's proven otherwise, that's the Chiddush. Safik Tuma Bershas Hayachid, you don't go after the Chazaka. It remains a Safik. Chazaka usually says Vade Tahar. This step one is Safik Tuma Bershas Hayachid is Safik. It's you don't go by the Chazaka. Step two, you treat it as Vadai. Number one, you don't go by the Chazaka and you treat it as Safik. Step two, you treat it as Vadai. So the Rav Shlomo Zalman says, regarding the second stage, that's what Tosfos is emphasizing. You only say it's Betaras Vadai where it's Efshar Lihios. But step one stays even if it's Sarti Desasri. Meaning, what do we say here? We say they bring a set of Karbanas Tuma. We don't just say, oh, you go back to the Chazaka and they're both Tar and you don't have to do anything. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, when Tosfos says it's all over, that you don't say Savik Tuma Brishos Yachid Seiko Tame, you don't say it's treated as Vadai Tame if it's Davar She'i Efshar Lihios. But you do say step one, that you don't go by the Cheskas Tara, and you say it's at least a case of Safik Tuma. That's why you have to bring at least one set of Karbanas. That's an important Ha'ara that Rav Shlomo Zalman has, or else you would say, according to Tosfos, don't bring any sets of Karbanas. But that is Rav Shlomo Zalman explaining the first line. But then Tosfos asks the opposite type of question. What was the Gemara asking in the first place? The Gemara says, you should say they're both Tahar, right? Safik versus Harabim, Sveiko Tahar. So Tosfos says, but what do you mean? That's also a davar she'i efshar lios. One of them is Tameh. There's an eid echad with shika kohoda that says one of them is Tameh. So why do you say, just like we just said, oh, you can't say both of them are Tameh because it's davar she'i efshar lios. So what was the Gemara's question in the first place? That they're both tahar and they both should bring nothing? But what do you mean? That's also davar she'i efshar lios. So Tosfos says, amazing. We'll have to get back to this in the next Masechta. Second wide line. The Yesh Lomar, Tosfos says, Safik Tumah Bershus HaYachid, Sveiko Tameh. And Safik Tumah Bershus HaRabim, Sveiko Tahar are not exactly parallel to each other. Safik Tumah Bershus HaYachid is learned out from Sota. Safik Tumah Bershus HaRabim just means regular going by the Chazaka. There's a Cheskas Tara, so you go by the Cheskas Tara. There's no special limud. It's just really a lack of a limud. And therefore you go by the Chazaka. V'yesh lomar, says Tosfos, the Sofik Tumah Bershus HaRabim, lav misota gamrinan lei, ela kol chad v'chad mukminin acheskasei. Each one has a cheskas tara. V'yalfina lamikra, you learn from the first parak in Chulin, the general law of Chazaka. No special din of Tumah. Lahamid kol davar acheskasei. Ava gav devadei achatamei. Kiva de lo yadinan lei. Tosfos says, Sofik Tumah Bershus HaYachid Sveiko Tamei, that's learned out from Sota. And that's why it cannot be a davar she'i efshar lios. Just like Sota. But a lot of times by Chazaka, it's even by a Tarta Desasri. Each person has their own Cheskas Tara, and that's it. And that's why you say that each one of them could be Tar, even though you have an Eid Echad saying otherwise. So you can have a Tarta Desasri by Safik Tara, Bishas Arabim, even though you cannot allow a Tarta Desasri by Safik Tuma, Bishas Ayachid. That is Tosfos's crucial point. Tosfos Lashitaso, quote of Machlokes. What if somebody is Safik Tuma, Bishas Ayachid? And then they walk into the Beis HaMikdash. Did they violate? Right? Savik Tumah, is it what we would call Birur versus Hachra? So when we say Savik Tumah versus Yachid, is that Vade Tameh? Or is that Savik Tameh? It's a Machlokes, Tosfos in the Rambam. The Rambam says he's not Chayef. Rambam says you're not Chayef, because it's just what you're supposed to do, but you don't know for sure. And Tosfos says you're going to be Chayef Malkus. Tosfos in Shvuas Andaf Yutes. That's Tosfos Lashitaso. Tosfos says you cannot have Savik Tumah versus Yachid. Sveiko Tameh with a Tarta Desasri. Why not? Because you assume that's really true. If you assume it's really true, and that's why you're going to get Malkus for going into the Beis HaMikdash, you can't have them contradicting each other. Right? That is the Tosfos Lashitaso Shvuas on Daf Yotes, right here, Nazir Daf Nun Zayin. Also spoken about at length in the beginning of Nida, Tosfos and Nida Daf Beis. That's where this is also discussed. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Second line now on the top, Nun Zayin and Beis. Migalchin and Mavien. The Gemara here is assuming that not, remember the case, right? You know, one person became Tame, so what did the Mishnah say? Day 30, they have to bring two sets. On day 60, they bring one set. The Gemara is assuming that they also get a hair, they both get haircuts on day 60. Because you don't know who was the one that was Tame originally. So whoever the one that was the one that was Tame, so you have, he has to get an Tiglachas Tara now. Even though the Gemara is about to ask, but 1 minute, the one who was Tar is not allowed to cut his hair now. Isn't that an Issa Daraisa? You're only allowed to do Hakafa if you're doing a Mitzvah Zaseh, as we learned earlier. Say, as the Gemara, Va'amai, Dilma Lav Tamein Inun V'Kavet Hakafa. The one that was not Tame already had his Tiglachas on day 30, and now you are cutting his hair for no good reason, and you're violating an Issa Daraisa of cutting off payas. That's what the Shibi Kubetz says here. Al Karkach Kol Echon Mehem Lav Tamehu Ve'en Lav Ela Tiglachas Achas. Ukshemagalchin, and the peer, and the when they both cut, and that's what the Gemara is assuming, that they're both cutting now, so then one of them is violating Lo Sakifu Baz Roshchem. Answers Shmuel, Amar Shmuel, Be'isha V'katan, you're right. This only works where the second, the one of the Nazirim is not someone who is obligated in the Isra of Akavas Arosh. Either a woman, right? What the Mishnah says in Kiddushin, only two Lo Sases that women are not obligated in, Bal Takif and Bal Tatami Lameisim, and a Katan. What do you mean a katan? So the Mefarshim say, Mufla Samach La'ish. We had earlier that a 12-year-old could also accept Naziris. So, Ish of a katan. So he accepts Naziris, but he's not included in the Isser of Hakavas Arosh. That's the assumption of the Gemara. So says the Gemara, V'lukma begadol of Hakavas Kalarosh Losh Ba'akafa. What do you mean? Just say it's not a gadol. But the Isser of Makif is only if you cut it just the sides. But if you cut the whole head, so maybe there's no Issa Daraisa, and that's why it's mutter. Hakavas Kala Rosh Lo Shema Hakafa. Answer, Mitalal Mokim Lahaki, the fact that Shmuel did not suggest that, Shma Minak, Kasavar Shmuel, Hakavas Kala Rosh Shema Hakafa. It must be holds that would be Issa Daraisa. And therefore, that's why the Gemara did not suggest it. Period. Similarly, Mar Zutra, Masi Lala Hashmaitza, the Shmuel HaSeifa. Mar Zutra had this statement of Shmuel about suggesting it's about Isho Katan on the Mishnah later on. The Mishnah says in Daf Nutes, which was discussed yesterday at length. Nazir, Shaya Tami Besafik, Mukla Besafik. A Nazir who is maybe Tame Meis and maybe a Masora. So he doesn't know what to do. So what does he do? Ochla Bekachim Lachar Shishim Yom. He could eat Karbanasi up to 60 days. He's already for sure good for eating karbanas then, as was described yesterday. Umagaleach da'ala tig lachos. And he has to get four haircuts. Why? Two in case he was a Mitzora. One for Naziris Tumah, if he was Tamei Meis. And one for the Naziris of Tara. So he needs four haircuts for the mitzvah. So says the Gemara. But maybe he wasn't some of these. Maybe he wasn't Tamei. Maybe he wasn't a Mitzora. V'kavet ha'kafa. So how can he do all of these extra haircuts? Amar Shmuel b'ishav ha'katan. So that's where he said it. Regarding that issue. What's the issue of Akavas Kalaro Shma Kafa Lo Shma Kafa? So it could be based on a Rambam. The Tur quotes the Rambam. Beginning of Kuf Pei Aleph in Yaradeya. Kuf Pei Aleph in Yaradeya. The Tur quotes the Rambam, interestingly. The Rambam says, and this is the Rambam from, quotes this from Milchas Avodah Zarah, Sha'asr Makasav Bebnei Sha'osin Kain Ovde Avodah Zarah V'Komrehem. What's the issue of cutting off your payas and cutting off giving these special unique type of haircuts? Because that's what the Ovdei Avodah Zarah do. That's the Rambam's Lashon in Mishneh Torah. The Tur quotes that, and then he says, Ve'eino ze'eino mafurash. This is not explicit, Rambam. Ve'eino nutzrichin levakish tam lemitzvahs. Why is the Rambam giving a tam for this mitzvah? Ask the Tur. Ki mitzvahs melech heim aleinu af im lo neida tamon. The mitzvah, we have to do it, even if we don't know the reason. Adkan divrei ha-Tur. Very unusual. What's the Tur saying here? What's the Tur getting so upset about? The Tur goes to Rambam. You can't get it in Baal Takif because it's like Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And I don't know why the Rambam does this. So the Beis Yosef wonders. Right? What's going on here? It sounds like he's arguing. What's he arguing on? He's just upset that the Rambam gives the reason? Says the Beis Yosef, no. Beis Yosef says, it sounds like from here that the Tur is arguing. Let's say there's a haircut that is not done by the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Is that Asur Daraisa? The Tur is assuming that the Rambam would say that is not Asur Daraisa. And that's what the Tur is arguing on and saying, that's also Asur Daraisa. Don't look for reasons for mitzvahs. Right? That's how the Beis Yosef interprets the Tur. The Tur seems to be arguing on the Rambam. What's he arguing on? He must be arguing on haircuts where you don't have the reason. Va'ani omer. And the Beis Yosef himself says, chas v'sholom, that the Rambam meant that anyway. Chas le l'Rambam, d'milamisbar hachi. U'miyachush l'kavad ha-Torah v'amitzvahs Yosef imenu. Kavad ha-Torah. Beis Yosef says, I'm standing up for the kavad of the Rambam. There are many times the Rambam says, Hilchas Temura, Hilchas Mikvos, that you should try to figure out reasons for mitzvos. But that doesn't mean that you're going to limit the mitzvah to based on that reason. So that's why the Beis Yosef jumps on the tour. How can you say that about the Rambam? But that's what he must have meant. And the Rambam comes along, and of course is out for the covet of the tour. Right? The Beis Yosef is out for the covet of the Rambam against the tour. The Darkei Moshe says, V'ani omer gamkein, chas le l'rabbeinu, shiachshu b'ksherim. Beis Yosef, how can you assume that the Torah was bichoshi the Rambam that way? Kamar Rambam lemisbar alav sheyisbar shem lo ayinu yodim tama mitzvah alayinu mitzvim lasoso ki lo matzinu mishum chacham biyisrael shenam in bazeh elahu rak derek kofrim batorah sheinim aminim rak mashiaskim alav aseichel. The Rambam doesn't hold that. The Torah doesn't hold that. So I don't think you can say that to anybody. You think that that's what the Torah assumed that the Rambam held? Chas v'shalom. He said, no, Ella b'cholin yan asur. Ho v'ein atam mefurish big mikra, ein lahati b'makim, shein atam shayach. Zenir li shevedas rabbeinu. Lo kimo shechash v'alav hachacham ba'al Beis Yosef. Ki pirish dvar b'inyan shino kedai lahasigala. And he discusses, hey, this is a Leibedik halacha in the Rambam. But part of it could be, did the Ovni Avodah Zarah shave off their entire head? Pashas not. It seems like they just shaved the sides. And they left the middle. But that could be part of the issue. If you're going to limit it to the reason, then Hakafas Kalarosh would be Lashma Hakafa. Okay, let's just finish up a little bit more. And then we'll continue. Says the Gemara, getting into Hakafa now. Amar Rav Huna. Hamakev Zakat and Arayu Chayef. If somebody cuts off the haircuts, cuts off the payas of a katan, they're Chayef. Even though the Nikaf is not going to be Chayef. The Nikaf is a child. Amalei Ravada bar Avla Rav Huna. Vidi Dachman Megalech Lahon. Ravada asked Rav Huna, who made the statement, what about your own kids? Seems like they used to shave the hair of their own kids. Shave the payas also, the whole end. Who shaves your own kids? Right? Who gives that? If you're telling me, if you're Makav Katan is Chayef, Amar Lechove, says my wife, whose name was Chova. So he says, Tikbarin and Chova the Bane. Oh, she's burying her kids. She's doing something terrible, Rav Ada said. And even though he didn't mean it, but Kulu Shani, the Ravada Bar Ava, Lui Kaim Le Zara Rav Huna. All of his kids died young during Ravada's time period because of this statement that he said, right? As the Rush says, Kishkaga Shiyoseis Bilofnei Ashalit, even though he didn't mean it, right? Great people have to be very careful in terms of what they say. Michdi, but says the Gemara, Travayu Sfira Akavas Kalarosh Shma Akafa. Both Ravada and Rav Huna hold that cutting off the whole head is Shma Akafa. Rav Huna says it because you're Chayiv. Ravada says that you're Chayiv, but it's only because you're doing a child here that you should be Pater. So, but Mike Miflagi, what are they arguing about exactly? So, Rav Huna savar lo sakiva bas roshchem lo sashchaseis bas akanecha. Rav Huna says they go together. Kol sheyesh lo ashchasa yesh lo akafa. Anyone who is included in the isser of destroying the beard is included in the isser of akafas harosh. V'hani nashi hov alistu bashchasa lestu nami bakafa. But my wife could do it. My wife could do it because she's not included. If a man does it, it's usur because he's included in the isur. But a woman is fine; she could do it. For Ravada bar Ava suffer, no. Ravada says you always go by the nikaf. If the nikaf is potter, the makav is going to be potter. So it doesn't matter if you or your wife do it. This is a child, right? And he was just mekalel l'shitascha that you don't hold to this hekesh, so you shouldn't be enough kamina between a man and a woman, right? So what are you just letting her do it? Right, it should be mutter for everybody. It's like my wife carries with the Arif. No, chas v'shalom, that type of attitude. So here too, vechan amakav echanikav b'mashma v'iskish makav l'nikav. Kolecha d'nikav v'chayev makav nami v'chayev. V'hai katan hova hu gufe lavar onchenu de v'chayev makav nami lo v'chayev. Right, the makav should also not be v'chayev. And therefore, he got upset at him. Right, it's amazing. He got so upset at him, even though he was basically saying, it's both okay. But he got upset that he let his wife do it instead of doing it himself. Right, it's as if your wife has a lower standard than you. So that's the lemaisa, what's going on. And Tosfos ends up saying here that it's really a double machlokas between Rav Ada and Rav Huna. Maybe we'll start with that Tosfos tomorrow, and then get into more issues of Hakafas Harosh. Okay, we'll stop here. Into the last full week of Meseches Nazir.